Just prior to coming to this building this afternoon, I had a telephone call from Elder Hubie Brown of the Council of the Twelve wishing me well. May I take this opportunity to convey his love and his testimony to you worldwide. Perhaps I could ask for your acceptance and the blessings of our Heavenly Father that I might speak for him and for me this afternoon and my message. A friend of mine recently shared what he considered to be a choice learning experience. It was provided by his young son. Upon returning home from his day's work, this father greeted his boy with a pat on the head and said, "Son, I want you to know that I love you." The son responded with, "Oh, Dad, I don't want you to love me. I want you to play football with me." Here was a boy conveying a much-needed message. The world is filled with too many of us who are inclined to indicate our love with an announcement or a declaration. True love is a process. True love requires personal action. Love must be continuing to be real. Love takes time. Too often, expediency, infatuation, stimulation, persuasion, or lust are mistaken for love. How hollow, how empty is our love if it is no deeper than the arousal of momentary feeling or the expression in words of what is no more lasting than the time it takes to speak them. A group of college students recently indicated to me their least favorite expression to come from us as the older set is, "If there is ever anything I can do to help you, please let me know." They, as do others, much prefer actions over conversation. We must at regular and appropriate intervals speak and reassure others of our love and the long time it takes to prove it by our actions. Real love does take time. The great shepherd had the same thought in mind when he taught, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and if ye love me, feed my sheep." Love demands action if it is to be continuing. Love is a process. Love is not a declaration. Love is not an announcement. Love is not a passing fancy. Love is not an expediency. Love is not a convenience. "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and if ye love me, feed my sheep," are God-given proclamations that should remind us we can often best show our love through the processes of feeding and keeping. From another boy a few years older, old enough to be confined in a state penitentiary a few hundred miles from here, we can learn more about the process of love. In his moving letter just received within the last few days, he makes an effort to analyze what led to his present situation and all of the accompanying agonies. He writes, "My dad never seemed to love me, and yet he made big deals of saying, 'I love you,' and kissing and all. But I learned that 'I love you' meant you didn't have to do anything. I mean, we were never forced to do chores together regularly, given no morals, spiritual training at all. To this very day, I don't know what principles my parents stand for." End of quotation. From this friend whom I have never met, may I share again the one phrase, "I love you," meant you didn't have to do anything. I refer to him as a friend because he has given me his helpful thoughts, and I share these comments with you today on this occasion, hoping they might be helpful to you too. From the father's standpoint of this prisoner, his viewpoint, can't he be credited with saying, "I have fed and I have kept"? Perhaps he had kept the family adequately stocked with food supplies. Also, hadn't his son been the benefactor of having a roof over his head, protected from the elements of the day and the nights and the years? In responding, I would point out to this mother and father, wherever they are, and others, that feeding is more than providing food. No man can effectively live by bread alone. Feeding is the process of providing by love adequate nourishment for the entire man, physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually. Keeping is a process of care, consideration, and kindness, appropriately blended with discipline, example, and concern. Keeping is more than providing four walls and a roof. All of us need to be constantly reminded it takes a heap of living and loving to make a house a home. How do we best show our love? How do we prove our love? Peter was effectively taught by the master teacher how he could best prove his love. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. When were you last fed by a family member or a friend? When were you last given nourishment for growth with ideas, plans, sorting of the day, sharing of fun, recreation, sorrow, anxiety, concern, and meditation? These ingredients can only be shared by someone who loves and who cares. Have you ever gone to extend sympathy and comfort in moments of death and trial, only to come away fed by the faith and trust of the loving bereaved? Certainly the best way for us to show our love in keeping and feeding is by taking the time to prove it hour by hour and day by day. Our expressions of love and comfort are empty if our actions don't match. God loves us to continue. Our neighbors and families love us if we will but follow through with sustaining support and self-sharing. True love is as eternal as life itself. Who is to say that the joys of eternity are not wrapped up in continuous feeding, keeping, and caring? We need not weary in well-doing when we understand God's purposes and His children. Undoubtedly, our Heavenly Father tires of expressions of love in words only. He has made it clear through His prophets and His word that His ways are ways of commitment and not conversation. Let me share with you two examples, not too uncommon, of people who hour by hour and day by day and month by month have taken the time to love one another. I say these examples are not too uncommon because gratefully, all around on a daily and continuing basis, we see true love in action. I'm thinking first of a mother who, through death, suddenly was left without a husband. With her were three sons ranging in age from early teens to almost missionary age. Through the years, by example and hard work, she has independently provided finances, encouragement, and unity. The feeding and keeping processes have resulted in the development of three great missionaries, students, husbands, and fathers. One recently remarked, Mother has always taken the time to show her love. This mother continues the true processes of love today as her sons pursue higher education and the opportunities of their own families. Some time ago, we were attracted to the skills and attitude of a local building contractor. His desire for perfection and his pride in his work led me to ask questions and get acquainted. As a young man, he was left as the sole supporter of several younger brothers and sisters. Formal education was of necessity terminated at the eighth grade. Shortly after his brothers and sisters were able to make their own ways, he married. 1 year after marriage, his wife was afflicted with what was to become a long pattern of serious illness. For 25 years, as her health steadily worsened, he cared for her and their two sons. Operations were performed and expenses ran high, but he worked, cared, and loved without reservation. After the visit, I knew I had met a man. Yes, love does take time. Love is enduring, and here was a not-so-ordinary man whose conduct demonstrated to me that he knows the true processes of love in keeping, feeding, and sharing under all conditions. What a pleasure it is to also witness all along life's paths other people, not driven by tragedy or crisis or loss, practicing the basic principles of true love. In the usual routines of life, often courtesy, consideration, and kindness are best exhibited in the little day-to-day meaningful expressions that denote real love. I'm thinking of a father now I know who takes every appropriate occasion to give his time to his son, often just taking walks and discovering nature's secret and giving a boy a chance to have his dad all to himself. Think of the mothers you know who have fun teaching their daughters how to bake and cook. There are other mothers who teach their sons to love to read by reading to them and with them. An older brother teaching his younger brother how to start a stamp collection. A sister helping a brother prepare a talk are additional evidences of love in action. I know we may think how insignificant, how ordinary, but these and others represent the basics in feeding and a result, fun, happiness, and joy. Let me share others. A coach wanting more than a win for his boys. A mother or father willing to stay up until after date time to talk to a daughter or son when they're in the mood to visit, discuss. A big sister helping a young sister with her campaign plans. A family helping each other get off on their way on a trip. Another evidence of routine love we appreciate can be found in a college-age girl writing regularly letters of encouragement to a missionary and keeping herself special for marriage to the right young man at the right time in the right place. We also commend the example of fathers who daily teach their children the lesson of true love as they constantly love their mothers. Very often a helping hand with mundane things such as doing the dishes or even taking a turn at putting the children to bed exhibits more true love than sweet expressions made to sound hollow because of inadequate follow-up. Those who truly understand love know it must be basically simple, continuing, and sincere. The opportunities for showing love for God through the home, neighborhood, and mission field, and community, and family are never ending. Some of us who are inclined to terminate our love processes in the family when a member disappoints, rebels, or become lost. Sometimes when family members least deserve love, they need it most. Love is not appropriately expressed in threats, accusations, expressions of disappointment, or retaliation. Real love takes time, patience, help, and continuing performances. I'm thinking of a prospective elder. For more than 35 years, completely inactive. Today, he is my home teacher, feeding me as a home teacher. What brought you back, John? I asked the other evening. My wife just wouldn't give up on me. And my home teaching companion seated over there with me tonight just kept nudging me in the right way. John is happy and anxiously engaged in the work today because two people in particular know what love is all about. Love of God takes time. Love of family takes time. Love of country takes time. Love of neighbor takes time. Love of companion takes time. Love in courtship takes time. And love of self takes time. Whether we are a young son, not wanting to hear of love but preferring to see it in action, a prisoner, a student, a mother, a father, daughter, or the stranger, we need and deserve more than the declaration, "I love you." Let us resolve to take the time of giving ourselves and putting love into appropriate action and performance, and realize that God too needs more than words. He is made happy by our feeding and our keeping and our continuing. Listen, if you will, to an imaginary conversation, not too unlikely, however. President Kimball, I want you to know that I love you. Marvin, if you love me, run with me. I almost said walk, but that would be incorrect. I leave you my witness that this church to which you and I have membership is true. It has been restored and preserved through the eternal love of a living Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. This I humbly bear witness to and leave you my testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.